Great Life Game Plan, session number 25.
The secret to a great life is to figure out how to have a great day, a great week, a great month, and just repeat that over and over and over again.
The only person you need to be better than is the person you used to be.
To your great life game plan. Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of dis-ease or infirmity. In this show, we talk about principles of healthy aging, reversing the clock, nutrition, fat burning, stress and weight management, recovery, relationships, all sorts of elements, things that might go into your strategy or game plan for an awesome and great life. I am Dr. Scott Little, and joining me in the studio is my smoking hot wife, Karen.
Howdy.
Howdy. And I think also in here is our cat, Louie, and is our angel and Autry in here.
Angel's here. Yeah, Louie's here. Yeah, Autry's so, there. So yeah, we've got some animals in here with us
so
today.
So animals, you must be on your best behavior because we are striving to rise up the ranks in iTunes, and we have to produce the most professional show possible.
Puppy dogs will be good. It's the Louie cat that you got to worry about.
Yeah.
You might hear him a little bit here and there, so
that's
he's
okay.
He's a talker.
That's okay, but I have a squirt bottle here, and I'm going to nail him if he messes with us.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to sort of not dedicate, but do this show today in honor of a new friend that I have, and he'll go unmentioned just because I don't have permission to use his name, but I wanted to
I wish you could have seen that.
Okay, so as you know, more than anybody on the planet, I am into Tenkara fly fishing.
Yes, I am well aware of that.
And Tenkara fly fishing is an ancient Japanese style of fly fishing that was introduced by a young man in 2009 to the United States, a gentleman by the name of Daniel Gallardo. And I wanted to get into fly fishing for 2016, and in the middle of 2015, discovered through YouTube Daniel's work, his company Tenkara USA, and this version of fly fishing is very, very simple. You know, Western fly fishing is very, very complex, and you know, it's expensive rod, expensive reels, expensive equipment, takes long time to learn to cast, lots of equipment necessary. It's very complex, and I learn about this Tenkara fly fishing, and I just get passionate about it. In Tenkara fly fishing, you only have a rod, a line, and a fly, and no reel. And
it's kind of like the picture of the little boy sitting on a stone with, or on a rock with his little bamboo fishing pole and string.
Exactly. Yep. But it's very elegant, very neat in its approach, and very inexpensive by comparison to get into.
We went to a fly fishing store, and I mean, I remember, if you remember, I was up there and I was looking at all of the little packages of things that you use to tie flies for Western fly fishing. I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah, the store in itself had to have been 4,000 square feet or so. It was
big.
It was huge. Well, all of this to say, you know, I've always been a fan of the saying, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, teach him to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime. That's the theme of, there goes Louie.
There's Louie.
There go our ratings. Now we're unprofessional. Oh, well. I do have it on good authority that the gentleman who I'm talking about is a fan of cats. So if no one else listens to the show, then this gentleman will be okay. But I love the saying, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, teach him to fish, you feed him for a lifetime.
Absolutely.
I think that sums up the heart of coaching, whether it's your work with recovering and encouragement coaching or my work with life and health coaching. It's giving people simple strategies for getting the most out of life
and tools.
And that's what I just love about Tenkara, because there's just a few tools and they're not very expensive and they're not difficult to master. And I don't feel like anyone is searching for ways to complicate their lives. People are looking for ways to simplify their lives and get the most out of it. And that's what I have become so passionate about.
And I haven't studied the Tenkara with you, but I have seen some of the videos and we've had some conversations about it. And, you know, I'm watching you tie some of these flies. So I've actually learned a lot about it. But, you know, the whole thing about Tenkara, you know, what you told me is the reason that it started and the Japanese fishermen used it was because they had to be able to go out and catch hundreds of fish a day.
Exactly.
They could not take the time just to catch one or two here and there. And so they had to simplify this thing called fly fishing so that they could get more out of it than making it so complicated
That's
and
exactly
getting very
right.
little.
Yeah, they had a quota of maybe 150 to 200 fish a day up in the mountain streams. You bring all that up, and now I'm going to shift gears because I just wanted to talk about that to give a shout-out to Tenkara Fly Fishing.
And it sounds like we're going to be talking about a tool that people can put into their tool chest to simplify their life.
Well,
is that an okay segue?
It is, but it's just not an accurate segue. So,
I tried.
Well, the reason that we are doing this show and the reason that I brought up my friend who's involved in Tenkara fly fishing is that he responded to a post that I put on Facebook about drugs that lower the acid production in your stomach and are being linked now to some potential significant health problems. And the article was an NPR article entitled Popular Acid Reflux Drugs Are Linked to Kidney Disease. And let me just read a little bit of it here. People who take certain popular medicines for heartburn, indigestion, and acid reflux may want to proceed more cautiously, researchers reported on Monday. The drugs known as proton pump inhibitors, or PPIs, appear to significantly elevate chances of developing chronic kidney disease, according to a study involving more than 250,000 people. That's of note. It's not just 20 people. It's
right.
250,000 people. An estimated 15 million Americans are on proton pump inhibitors, which are sold by prescription and over-the-counter under a variety of brand names like Nexium, Prilosec, and Prevacid. They're very, very common medications, says Morgan Grams, an epidemiologist from Johns Hopkins, who led the research being published in the Journal of the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine. Okay, so that's what I wanted to just sort of lead off with is the idea that so many people are taking medicine to eliminate conditions like acid reflux or GERD, or there's this common assumption that most of us are producing too much acid in our stomach, which is why we get acid reflux and GERD and so on and so forth, or people have ulcers. And so they are given these drugs that are designed to lower the production of acid in the stomach. And I guess the problem with that is this, as I see it. The symptom of not producing or producing too much acid in the stomach, maybe regurgitation, acid reflux, and those things, the symptoms of, bless you, producing too much acid in the stomach are the same. The symptom, let me say, you threw me on with your sneeze.
Sorry.
So the point was, what I was trying to communicate is, whether you have too much or too little, the symptoms are reflux. Well, medicine does a great job with their drugs of producing drugs that lower the production of acid, and those will reduce the symptoms and give people relief. And if the goal is only and solely to eliminate the system, then the symptom, then the drugs do their job. But all too often in medicine, Our goal is merely to mask a symptom or get rid of a symptom and disregard the potential consequences down the road. In other words, your body's, your stomach's pH should be very, very acidic in order to digest and break down the proteins, the carbohydrates, and the fats that you put in it. What happens if you lower the pH? If you raise the pH by lowering the acid production, and then food gets passed into the intestines undigested. Does that sound like a good thing?
No.
So,
It sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It sounds like a recipe for disaster. So what I wanted to do was to kind of shed light to the idea that there are other ways of dealing or another way of looking at acid reflux and digestion problems. You know, some of the more common signs or symptoms that someone has a digestion problem, gas, belching, bloating, whenever you eat foods and so forth. And I just want to suggest that what we have done successfully for, in our own practice, decades, and as more nutritionally oriented doctors for a long time, is to take a different approach, and that is to not decrease acid production, but actually to increase or supply acid to the system. You know, someone who's belching up acid and so forth, it's sometimes a hard sell to say, no, your cause is too much, is not enough acid production, not too much.
Now, okay, so let's, before we go into that real quick, let's address this thing of acid and is it, the majority of the time, is it too much acid legitimately, or is it the majority of the time not enough acid in the stomach because of our normal diet that causes the reduction of acid in the stomach?
Very good question. I believe that the majority of us are not producing enough acid or other digestion enzymes necessary to digest the foods that we consume. Now, as an aside, many of us, most of us, are consuming foods that are not even foods. And so the more sugar and refined foods and junk foods, et cetera, are in the diet, and the less vegetables primarily and also fruits and so forth that contain enzymes designed to break down food and will support the enzymes. The point being, most of us aren't consuming enough good quality food, and that's what's kind of causing the problem. Now, one solution that a lot of people are very familiar with is maybe taking apple cider vinegar instead of acid-lowering drugs. Now, here again, that's the opposite strategy. You're adding apple cider, you're adding acetic acid to your system to, you know, basically do what we do. So here are some benefits of apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar. And before I tell the benefits of apple cider vinegar, let me backtrack a little bit. There is a classic book written by a medical doctor, Dr. D.C. Jarvis, called Vermont Folk Medicine, that came out in the 50s. And Dr. Jarvis was a medical doctor. He went to medical school. He decided to set up his shingle in the backwoods of Vermont, in the mountains of Vermont. And I'm immediately thinking of White Christmas when they go to Vermont and there's no snow and snow. Squirrel. So Dr. Jarvis goes to the woods of Vermont, ready to take care of the world, sets out a shingle, and then crickets.
Nobody comes.
And what he learns quickly is the people in Vermont didn't accept him, and they treated themselves, unless they got shot or broke an arm or something like that, they were going to treat themselves the way they treated their cows and livestock for decades, and that was to supply them with apple cider vinegar. And and that acidified the system and had all sorts of healing benefits, it turns out. And so what he found was the farmers would have buckets of apple cider vinegar and put them out in the fields, and if a cow was sick, it came over and drank the apple cider vinegar, and if he was healthy, he drank water, and he didn't have any real health problems in there. So people know that apple cider vinegar has tremendous health benefits, and specifically, and probably the most popular brand on the market is the Bragg's
right.
apple cider vinegar, unpasteurized, unfiltered, still has what they call the mother in it. Mm-hmm. That's a topic for another day. We don't have time to talk about that, but that is probably the best type of apple cider
right.
vinegar, as opposed to you can get apple cider vinegar in the grocery store.
It's like real clear and,
right,
and everything.
It's amber, but it's clear.
Right.
And so apple cider vinegar is very high in acetic acid, which has a whole bunch of health benefits. Apple cider vinegar is an antimicrobial, and so it kills bacteria, balances out the immune system. It may lower your blood sugar, so it's helpful for diabetics. In some studies, it shows that apple cider vinegar can help with weight loss. And apple cider vinegar may have some benefits for your heart health. Vinegar may be protective against cancer. So apple cider vinegar, as it turns out, has numerous potential benefits. And I refer people to that classic book of Dr. Jarvis's, Vermont Folk Medicine. It's fascinating.
Oh, okay, I have a question for you then.
Gotcha.
Okay, so all of these benefits of apple cider vinegar, you mentioned the book, you mentioned the cows, you mentioned the farmers would go put buckets of apple cider vinegar in the fields.
Yep.
Does that mean we have to drink buckets of apple cider vinegar every day?
I suggest no.
Because that doesn't sound even remotely appealing to me. So
no,
what quantity?
That is back to my friend the Tenkara fly fisherman who shared, hey, I used to do great on apple cider vinegar, but I can't stomach it, and so I wish I could, but I can't, and so I reached out and said, hey, I've got some other alternatives and thoughts. Now, with that said, I do think that everyone would benefit from a couple of tablespoons of apple cider vinegar every day, and you can.
Straight?
If you can develop a taste for it, you can certainly dilute it a little bit. However, I will warn that putting some apple cider vinegar in a little bit of water and sipping on it throughout the day is too much of an acid hit to the teeth, and you could wear out the enamel on your teeth. So if you're going to dilute it, go ahead and drink it quickly and maybe wash your mouth out with some coconut oil or certainly brush your teeth and so on and mm-hmm. so forth. But everyone would benefit from taking some apple cider vinegar every day. Now, for my friend for whom the thought of taking apple cider vinegar is disgusting, we have been using a nutritional supplement called Zypan, been around since 1958, about the same time as Dr. Jarvis's book was written, and it's been very successful. In fact, it's one of the top five nutritional supplements, along with a broad-spectrum whole food supplement, a multi-mineral supplement, digestion enzymes.
Mm-hmm. I take Zypan all the time.
Tuna omega-3 oil these are things that I think everyone should
right.
take on a regular basis. And anecdotally, yeah, you keep Zypan in your purse all the time. I remember once we would go on Thursday nights to a Mexican restaurant, and we wouldn't make it halfway home before we'd have to pull over and get into your purse and find the Zypan.
Well, since you were driving, I didn't have to. We didn't have to pull over.
There you go. So anyway, Zypan is just a formula that was developed in 1958 by Standard Process. It's a broad spectrum digestion aid designed to help break down all types of foods, carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, help your body to assimilate the nutrients and help to eliminate, helps the elimination system. It's a great nutrient to help you to just absorb all the nutrients that you need and break them down. It's got betaine hydrochloride, which is basically a highly acidic, basically stomach acid. It helps to acidify the stomach and serves as a digestion aid to break down, as I said, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. It also helps your body to absorb iron. So for people who are iron deficient, then it's important to take Zypan to make sure that your body is assimilating iron. Also calcium absorption. It's also got pancreatin, which is an extract of the pancreas gland, which serves to help digest proteins. It's got amylase for breaking down carbohydrates and lipase to help break down fat. It's got other pancreatic support. You know, interestingly enough, it's got pepsin, which is the most important and powerful enzyme of your stomach. And pepsin really requires a highly, highly acidic environment to work. And it's the only enzyme that breaks down collagen. So collagen is very, very important for, it's a healthy protein to help with not only healthy nails and hair and so forth. It's a component of animal products, and pepsin is needed to break down collagen. It's also got ammonium chloride, which acidifies the stomach again and replaces electrolytes that we lose. And spleen glandular tissue. The spleen controls digestion. Supporting the spleen not only supports the digestion system, but the immune system. The spleen plays a very, very, very important role in overall digestion and immune system support. So as I say, Zypan has historically been one of those go-to supplements that you could just almost blindly give everyone and they will benefit from it.
I want to address something that you said in there.
What?
Because we all have this mindset that, you know, we get an acidic stomach and we go to the grocery store and we go get, you know, something over the counter with calcium.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an antacid with calcium. And everybody thinks that we are taking, some people even recommend take this for your calcium supplement.
Well, sure.
And it's like, okay, so wait a minute. What you just said is you have to have a higher acidity content in your stomach in order for calcium to be absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
So why are they recommending these over-the-counter antacids with calcium when you're not even going to get the calcium, are you?
Cha-ching. The cash register opens and Tums makes some money. You are exactly right. In order for your body to absorb calcium, it is required to have an acidic environment. So products like Tums do indeed reduce the symptom, much like these proton pump inhibitors. They do reduce the symptoms of acid and heartburn and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
However, at what cost? And it is an absolute fraud to market Tums and these antacids as a good source of calcium. Yes, they are made with calcium, but by definition, they lower the acid in the body, which is required to absorb the calcium, so they could not possibly provide a calcium benefit. So mm-hmm. that's a really good point. Now, one of the things that some people do indeed have is an ulcer in their stomach, and that then we probably do need to address acid for a short period of time until we can heal that ulcer, which we can usually do very, very quickly.
But it's going to be very obvious, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you take some Zypan or you take some apple cider vinegar and, you know, it's not the heartburn thing. It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt that ulcerated tissue. And you're going to know right then and there that you need to do something other than Zypan for a while. However,
it's going to feel internally like squeezing lemon juice on an open cut.
Indeed. But with that said, if we can get that healed, which we can do very, mm-hmm. very easily, then you'll be able to go back to Zypan or apple cider mm-hmm. vinegar. Now, we do have an herbal formula that we use called Hypep that is a formula she smiles. A formula of three different herbs, and this would be what we would use maybe to support along with Zypan, but maybe if we had a patient who could not take Zypan because they did have too much acid production mm-hmm. or highly inflamed or had an ulcer or something, we use Hypep, and it's got licorice, chamomile, and an herb called Meadowsweet. Now, licorice is a phenomenal adrenal support. It also just soothes the digestion system. Licorice is oftentimes used like in that throat coat tea. If
right.
you've got an inflamed
mm-hmm.
throat, well, it also does the same thing down in your tummy if necessary. Chamomile tea. Every night we drink sleepy time
yeah.
tea, and most everybody has consumed chamomile tea at some point for thousands of years. Both licorice and chamomile have been used to soothe and
mm-hmm.
reduce inflammation and so forth. And then meadowsweet is a natural antacid and used for gastritis and so forth. So I don't know as we would always use Hypep and Zypan at the same time, because they may have opposite effects. But there might be cases in which we would. So we have some alternatives to proton pump inhibitors, and indeed they have historically been thought of to not have many side effects. This article in NPR suggests a study that indicates that maybe they do have some potential risks. At minimum, I would say that the philosophical approach to lowering the amount of acid in one's stomach by definition and default is the wrong route to go in most people for several reasons. Number one, we cause a bunch of food that hasn't been broken down properly to go into our intestines. So many people have leaky gut syndrome and other microbiome issues, largely caused by stress and sugar and food being passed through that hasn't been properly digested. Right. So I would suggest that most people are going to benefit from adding more digestion support, more acid to the system in either the form of apple cider vinegar or Zypan and other digestion aids than they are to take antacids, whether proton pump inhibitors or Tums or something like that, to reduce the acid production.
And, you know, before you close out, I just want to say that, you know, when I was drinking so heavily and I was really stuck in my addiction, that just destroyed my stomach. That destroyed, you know, just basically my entire health. And I've been working with you. You've been giving me a lot of things to really start to rebuild every system that is affected by my addiction. And so, but one of those is, you know, with the stomach, and I've always kind of struggled with this a little bit, and that is anytime I take supplements, if I take them on an empty stomach, and a lot of them are supposed to be taken on an empty stomach, if I take them on an empty stomach, a lot of times I get really nauseous. And just because I'm throwing all this stuff in there with nothing else. And so what I've started doing is I actually started taking, with my handful of supplements, I'll take 2 Zypan, so that I know all of those supplements are going to be properly digested and absorbed, and I'm going to get the maximum effect out of the stuff that I'm taking. And so, you know, it is something you said, we do it anecdotally, I do it proactively to make sure that I'm actually getting the maximum benefit out of everything I take. But I also, you know, there are times that you and I will go out on a date night and we'll go down and have pizza. You know, we'll sit and have pizza and we'll, you know, we'll have so many carbs that we're not used to eating. And all of a sudden, we're both just kind of like, oh, you know, our stomachs hurt. We get this quote unquote acid reflux or really acidic feeling stomach. And we go home and we take it out of my purse, get 2 or 3 Zypan. Literally within about 5 minutes, we're starting to feel better. So this product, this Zypan or the apple cider vinegar, is so, in my mind, it is like a put it in your purse essential.
It's also dirt cheap. I think a month's supply is $11 or $12 or something like that. A bigger bottle that'll last several months is appropriately inexpensive. It's something that I think everybody should just have. Again, there are lots of health benefits to apple cider vinegar. The two go hand in hand, mm-hmm. and I suggest that everyone have both products in their home. Well, hey, that's all I want to talk about digestion support and some alternatives to these very, very popular drugs that I believe are misused and potentially cause problems. These proton pump inhibitors, these antacids, and wanted to offer some alternatives. Woo-hoo. So there we go. Well, friends, so many people have gastrointestinal problems and functional health. That's just one of many things that we help people to optimize the health of their gastrointestinal system, their immune system, to reduce inflammation, balance hormones, and balance blood sugar, help people to detox and purify their system, a wide variety of things that we help people to overcome through lifestyle changes in an effort to improve people's quality of life, promote optimal health, and prevent health problems from occurring, maybe even reverse the ones that are already there. If I could be of service to you, I would be honored to serve as your health coach and your wellness consultant, whatever you want to call me. Just contact me through my website, drscottlittle.com. Phone number's there, email's there, contact is there, everything. You can connect with Karen at karenlittle.me. For my lovely wife, Karen, I am Dr. Scott Little. The secret to a great life is to figure out how to have a great day, a great week, a great month, a great year, and just repeat that over and over and over again. Go out and make it a great day.